بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد وقال تبارك وتعالى ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس يذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Elders and dear brothers, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us our existence in this world. And the question we should ask ourselves is this worldly life, what is the default mode? What is the default way of living this life? Or what is this life about? Many of us have come to our senior age by now, 50, 60, and the average age of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam between 60 and 70. Thereafter is bonus, we'll be shukr for every day to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But till now, have I made the niyat of my life? Have I sat down with my wife and children and asked them from the bottom of our hearts, what is the niyat and intention of a worldly existence? What are we here for? Oh my beloved wife, what is the purpose of your existence right now in my home? What is your direction? Let I ask you also, oh my beloved husband, what is the niyat of your life? Is it just now to work, eat, drink, sleep, holiday, vacation, Umrah, Hajj, a few other things? No. It's only we are on a journey right now. So how many ummatis right now have sat down in their homes and made the niyat of their life? Why am I here right now? What is the purpose of my life? Qabr, I have to go. Mahshar, I have to stand before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We have to prepare for that. We're just here together, just on a journey, on a cruise, so to say. But this cruise is more turbulence and more difficulties, and this is the default mode of dunya. Today, because myself, we went to school, education, secular, environment around us also is secular. So we haven't seen really, as our Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib said, barakatuhu, maybe we can say our kam naseeb or bad naseeb also, that we grew up and we born in a zamana, we haven't seen an Islamic world, a Muslim world. We've seen a kufr world. So many things are abstract to us. We're just trying to foot in our Sharia a little bit here and there, make it compliant. What is a real Muslim life? What is a Muslim world? We haven't seen. How it is to live as a Muslim, we don't really know. We read in kitabs. Now where do we see? Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned in Hadith Sharif, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. They perform salah, perform your salah as you have seen me performing salah. O Nabi of Allah, we haven't seen you performing salah. How do I perform salah then? How do I perform salah to get my salah correct? Which is a lifeline, the lifeline and the blood in my body is that of salah. Without salah, there is no head to a person's body. There is no head to his deen. There is no direction in his life without salah. Now what is a real salah? What is a salah of a real Muslim? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, perform salah as you have seen me performing salah. Now how do I learn salah? Till today I have asked my wife, today alhamdulillah, many a time, I don't know here in Edith Smith, but back in our area in Devon, there is every second home, affluent homes, etc. Alhamdulillah, the husband splashes on the wife. You want a personal trainer, you want a pedicure, manicure, get it done at home. Everything is personalized right now. You want a number plate also, personalized. Have I said to my wife, let me get you a personal apa also. That will come home, teach you salah, teach you Quran, teach our daughters, the daughter-in-law. They have given them 100%, alhamdulillah. Want to change the kitchen, no problem. Kitchen now we change the tiles, but they have all appliances. Change it as you want to. Betty will come. Papa, what about my room? Chalo, we'll do your room also. My bathroom also. Change the taps also. No problem. 100%. But ulama say we don't give them deen. We haven't taught them Quran tilawat, proper with tajweed, salah. We have all avenues, alhamdulillah. We're investing everywhere else. Allah will not ask on the day of Qiyamah how many investments we had. Allah will not ask the housewife back home, was your kitchen clean? Was your bathroom clean? We all have OCD. Everything must be in place, absolutely clean, spick and span, spotless, we have 3-in-1 polish and everything else. Allah will not ask in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah that Ben, housewife, was your kitchen clean? Was your bathroom clean? Allah will ask, was your heart clean? Was your akhlaq clean? Did your husband give you deen? So what is the default mode of life right now, my dear brothers? Allah explains in Quran Sharif that لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ, that we made insan fi kabad, to live in difficulty. To live in difficulty, we made insan to live in difficulty. Allah made the natural system of this world to be a difficult life. Kuffar, they have tweaked it. They have learned the science and the way how to take out the sweetness of dunya. Even it's finished all sport to the next hobby, and the next outing, the next vacation, and the next now holiday resort, and continues. And they got bored with this, now they're taking antidepressants. Let's look for something else different, something else different. And Muslim, Allah has given intelligence. Allah has made him now iman wala. He has iman in the heart. What's his joy of life? For that, our Hazrat says, you have to go back to Medina Sharif. Go back to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu will say, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنُ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah ta'ala has made us such a nation that our izzat and honor is only in Islam. Only in Islam. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, their children, when they used to play in Medina Munawwara, they say that the playing of the children also was deen. How was it deen? When they used to talk amongst one another, that who is your father? What was your honor, izzat? We are Muslim. Who is your father? My father is a Badri. Allahu Akbar, is a big man. Today my father is a big man because we are a big car. Because we are a big business. That's how the kuffar greet themselves. We have lost our izzat. We're looking for it now in degrees. My son is a surgeon, highly qualified, Mubarak, no problem. How is that going to help you in your qabr? How is that going to pay the rent in the qabr and put the lights on? Sahaba al-Ikram, how they gave it themselves? My father is a Badri. My father was in Uhud. My father took part in the Hijrat. My father was in Fath Makkah. That was an Islamic world. Today we have Islam. Allah Ta'ala make it a reality. No one likes to be cheated and deceived. No one likes to be deceived in business, whether it comes to our marriages also. We don't know, the wife has to accept it now. The wife has to accept it that I'm the only woman in his life. She has to accept it. She's checking his phone all the time. She got it tabbed. She got even the GPS in his car, tracking him where he's gone to. He's going to pick up parcel late at night. What parcel is picking up? Whether he's picking up now, money parcel, you have ice cream somewhere, coffee somewhere, she's going to believe him. She's going to believe him. Nobody likes to be deceived. But how many of us are deceiving ourselves when it comes to my own life right now, as if I'm going to be here forever? I'm going to the lawyer, going to the advocate, make out my will. Make out my will and put there. Then my wife will get this and she'll get that. And my son and my children, right, they're not being loyal to me. So only release it now after the 25. When the qabr also want to call the shots. From there also, deceiving myself. You won't have a right to worry. So what's a real life of a mu'min, a real life of a Muslim? Allah says, I made insan to live in difficulty. This dunya is a place of difficulty. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah explains this in his tafsir, and he says, that one insan, for him to come into this worldly life, his mother had to go through 9 months of difficulty. There was no majah for her, no enjoyment for her. To carry him was difficult. The morning sickness, and then the different types of cravings. Now his father can't sleep also. Just gets his sleep at midnight. Now the wife says, I want ice cream. Go to the engine shop, go to the garage right now. 9 months comes out like that. Just to bring this insan in dunya was so difficult. Then to give birth to him also, as if the asman and zameen, the skies and the earth are touching one another, touch and go situation. I don't know whether I'll pull through the pregnancy. And the way she tells the husband also, no more thereafter. Bichara, he gets gabarat also. Apne kaam karte raho. Man must do his kaam, must do his work. Yes, he can put pause now and then, not full stop. Not stop, he must put pause now and then. Give her a break differently. Sharia has allowed it. Go to the ulama ikram. But as if now he is giving birth, he said, Mawlana Sahib, no more now. Finish what I saw going through. We are not supposed to see that. But now he went there, he saw it, he got gabarat also. He said, apne kaam karte raho. Oh husband, do your work. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam on the day of Qiyamah, he says that on the day of Qiyamah, that I will be proud of the number of my ummatis. Tazawwajul walud al walud. Marry those women that will love you. That will love you. Unlike that man went to the card shop. Went to the card shop and he asked a person behind the counter, do you have a card that says there is only you? It's old and I buy one. He says, yes, I have the card. He says, give me 10 please. It's only you. That's how you with Allah Tabarakat. Ya Allah, I love you, but everything is but my dukan I love also. And my son must get his degree. My daughter also my study. She must be a professional. I love all these things. So Allah says, Ana aghna shuraka. Allah says, I am the most independent of partners in any partnership. When it comes to any partnership with me, Allah says, I don't accept it. You will have a partnership with me, I'm the only one you should love and nobody else. Yes, give time, give compassion to the makhluk. But love is only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Only Allah knows how to keep the heart happy. My own wife who I love so much, heart breaks sometimes. Children also I love so much, they can't keep me happy 24/7. We have to leave this world. But Allah, hayyun la yamut. Allah is all alive, will never die. Mort will never come to Allah. Allah says, I made the heart, I know how to keep the heart happy. Give me your heart. But we give the makhluk the heart, then we get heartbroken, then we get depression. This is not a Muslim life. It's not a Muslim world. Is that the system and nizam of Madina Munawwara, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There the sahabiya is making dua. Ya Allah, accept my husband not to come back from the battlefield. Oh sahabiya, what iman is this? This is a Muslim home. A Muslim life, because they sat down, they understood the purpose of our life is a dunya. Here we are temporary. We have to make our akhirat. We are living to make our akhirat. So to bring the baby into this world was such a difficulty. Then Mufti Shafi Sahib says, Rahmatullah Ali, the system of this world is difficulty. And now to breastfeed the child, that marriages before that, when she got married, it was her time, me time. When she wants to bath, when she wants to eat, when she wants to sleep, it's her time. Baby came now. Now her life is secondary. Everything has changed. Now first is the baby. First to bath him or her. Then to feed him. Then she'll take her bath. And then she will eat. Then she will sleep. After that, Allah Ta'ala has given us such a responsibility, our life becomes secondary. What difficulty to bring up the child. Now he begins, he doesn't eat the food. Sometimes he's got colic. Sometimes he's got fever. Mother has fever also. She can't sleep. Allah is showing us that this worldly life is difficult. Is that easy? Is that easy? But when it comes to worldly sustenance, now the biggest difficulty. 70 plus minus ayat in Quran, 70 plus minus approximately ayat in Quran. Where Allah promises the insan, I will take care of you. I will provide nahnu razuquk. Allah says, we will give you rozi. One ayat in Quran, Allah says, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِذُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ. Shaitan threatens you, warns you of poverty. That ayat I took to my heart. See, we have to work. We have to work. Yes, what work is it? What's the biggest asbab and means to draw rozi from Allah? Is our salah, our Quran tilawat. These are asbab and means to draw from the treasures of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That will bring the barakat in the shop. What is the syllabus of this worldly life? Coming back to the Quranic ayat. One is now Allah says that this worldly life is difficult. Hasan Basri rahimahullah says that you want to enjoy the sweetness of this worldly life, the sweetness. Kuffar, as they say, ke baal ka khal nikala. They took out the skin from the hair also. They took out the skin from the hair. The way they research dunya to get enjoyment in dunya, Allah has kept sweetness of dunya is there. We've enjoyed the best of foods, the best of drinks, the best of family, accommodation. When it comes to, even South Africans, ulama say, when you go overseas, you are even bathing garam pani, hot water in summer also. How spoiled can you not be? Even the milk you drink is a plain, chocolate dalte ho usme. Put chocolate in your milk also. Allah has given you all the bounties of this worldly life. But what is the reality of these bounties? We are, our Shaykh Sayyid Abdul Hamid Sahib says, that all the sweetness of the world, Allah has made window shopping for Jannat. Window shopping for Jannat. Don't be stuck in the window. Only walk, look at the windows. Allah has given us just a taster, appetizer. Oh my banda, don't get stuck with this. And are you working so hard to buy the better one and to upgrade and to enjoy more of dunya? Allah says window shopping. Just taste a little bit what I kept for you in Jannat. And now work for that. But the insan has given so much time to dunya now that he's also learned as a Muslim how to take out the skin of the hair also. That is taking out the enjoyment and sweetness, this finish and the next one, that finish and the next one. And now there's more depression, now the wife is going to get more free also. When they go out of the house, even more right now. Where Sahaba radiallahu anhu understood where the place of the wife is. Quran says explicitly, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Let's cling to your homes. Allah has given you izzat in your home, you're the queen of the house. From there you control everything.
You are the queen, you control, that is your maidan, that is your field. You call the shots, this is sunnah also. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, you find in his life also, when he would come home, he would take permission. Aisha radiallahu anha, can we go into the musalla now? Can I do this? As Aisha would ask Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, what is he doing in the home? He was in the khidmat of the people at the house. He wasn't the boss. He was in the khidmat, repairing his shoe, patching his clothing, milking the goats, sweeping the house. He was in the khidmat of the home. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, if you want the sweetness of this worldly life, where Allah has kept it. Where Allah has kept it. Hasn't kept it in a comfortable bed. The bed will not, food will not satiate me. It is a command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I can have the best of beds, the best of pillows, but I still wake up in the morning, I got a pinched nerve, I got a stiff neck. Oh banda, what happened? Such expensive bed you have. And the person, we find ourselves also domestic, our domestics at home. Sometimes we have boys, a garden boy. Look at their appreciation. And Allah Ta'ala has given them barakat in the little rosy, they're so happy. Sometimes we see the staff as a robot. I'm sitting in my car, windows are up, the aircon is on, sitting on the phone, can't smile also. And the staff, he just came on Friday afternoon, got a big smile, walking home 5 kilometers. And gave a little bonus 100 rand, what a smile, oh boss. Thank you, boss. Somebody did 10,000 rand EFT. He said, that's all he put. No sugar. No sugar. Give him 100. Give him one chocolate also. Expired chocolate, he gave the domestic. She can't believe it. Give me chocolate today. Somebody gives us local brand chocolate. It could have been lint or some foreign thing. No khushi. No happiness. Because we're not happy with the simple things in life. Just want to upgrade. No happiness. No, the wife to it. No happiness in the home anymore. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah, when he came to our country, he says, in your country, nobody smiles at home. Nobody jokes, nobody laughs, nobody plays. Hazrat Jiwala Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah, at one time, we heard from our seniors, one of the Masturat made a beautiful meal for him. And after she prepared the meal, then she told Hazrat Ji, dua karna, make dua for me, Allah Ta'ala give me khatima bil khair, Allah give me maut upon iman. Young couple they were. Hazrat Ji said, Jaja, kya khatima bil khair? Abhi jawan hai. He said, you're still young. What are you talking about death? Take your husband and enjoy yourself. Go in the house, make talim, enjoy, play. He said, sing and dance with him also. Halal talking about. Sing and dance, enjoy your life. So much of dunya, we can't smile. The domestic is smiling. The workers are smiling. But the boss can't smile. Worries. Because you're looking for the sweetness, extra sweetness in dunya life. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. When it comes to Hasan Basri, he says, you want the sweetness of life, if you don't find the three things, if you don't find the sweetness of life in three things, then understand your heart is locked. Allah save us. He says the first thing in Salah. Find the sweetness of life in Salah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the coolness of my eyes is in Salah. How come not finding the sweetness? Because as I mentioned, perform Salah as you've seen me performing Salah. أَوْقَمَ قَالَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ I have to go to ulama ikram, please check my namaz for me. Tuition, we're sending our children. Send my son, myself, go to the ulama ikram, go to the majalis, go out in the path of Allah. Go for the ishtima. I want to learn how to perform salah. Just a simple thing, my dear brothers, how to place our feet in salah. When we taught in the ahadith, they both the feet 4 fingers apart, facing the qibla. We are connecting to Baytullah right now. But as one person told me one time, as I came over the musalla, he said, Mufti Sahib, can I just give you one tip, please? I said, Ji bhai, what's the tip? He says, salah when you are standing, one foot is facing towards Istanbul, other foot. Other person says, one foot facing towards Hollywood, other one Bollywood. He said, this way you're connecting. This way you're connecting. Just the feet has to be straight. We're going to the bank. We're going to the cubicle. And the door is not opening in front. What the guard will say, no, stand straight. Put your feet over there, put your hand on the door, then the door will open up. That we know. But to open the treasuries of Allah, I've got to stand. The Nabi of Allah taught me to stand. So ask the ulama ikram, how do I stand in salah? How do I make takbir at-tahrima? How do I tie my hands? When I'm traveling overseas, they say 35,000 feet above sea level. Now buckle up. We're not going above sea level, we're going to the arsh of Allah. How to buckle up? How to hold my hands properly in salah? So many years I'm performing. Ya Allah, why things are not coming right? Salah. Quran tilawat. Quran tilawat, I have to read up my Quran, so I get the pleasure. Little bit we get in Ramadan, we go to Haramain Sharifain. There the Imam just says, Allahu Akbar, Surah Fatiha, Ya Allah, we're going to Jannah already. that I can experience every day. Quran tilawat. And then the dhikr of Allah. How to take the name of Allah? Wal yahana ashiqana dhikr. To make dhikr of Allah with love in the heart. Ya Allah, it's a right of Allah to say to Allah every day, Ya Allah, I love you. It's a right of Allah. So how to learn this? We go in the path of Allah. We go to ulama ikram to learn our deen. Then we see our dunya will become jannat. Allah Ta'ala give us so fit to make amal inshaAllah.